T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, a lot of people seriously are just over it with all of the news out there. So you want to have something to watch to take your mind off of it. Mike Mayo is our movie guy, mike-mayo.com. You got a couple of good ones here. What's coming out?
The two that are new this week aren't really that good, but we do have a lot of interesting other stuff to talk about.
Okay.
So let's get these done first.
All right.
We've got Gemini Man, which is using, this is a Will Smith action movie, and it uses the de-aging process that we've seen in The Irishman and some of the Marvel movies to give us both the 51-year-old Will Smith and the 25-year-old Will Smith, and both of them are highly trained assassins, but they're fighting each other because of their evil boss, blah, blah, blah. It is simply, you know, an excuse to have a lot of dazzling special effects that we've seen before, lots of chases and explosions and stuff like that. And it was kind of surprising that something like this would come from Ang Lee, who used to be a really good, serious director. This is just kind of, to me, pointless special effects. And I could say the same thing about Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. And if you remember, a couple of years back, we had the first Maleficent movie, which is the live-action sequel to the Disney Sleeping Beauty. And they made it because of the uncanny resemblance that Angelina Jolie has to that character then, with the cheekbones and everything. Well, by the end of that movie, she was a good guy. So now they have to, you know, kind of twist things around to make her evil again, sort of. And it again, a lot of special effects. It's a big fantasy fairy tale sort of thing. And the real bad guy here is played by Michelle Pfeiffer, who is going to be the new mother-in-law of the Elle Fanning Sleeping Beauty character. Now, I would pay really good money to see a movie in which Angelina Jolie and Michelle Pfeiffer really went toe-to-toe. That would be a fun movie to see. This is just, again, a whole lot of big special effects fighting with each other, the same kinds of things that we saw in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and Game of Thrones, only there's nothing really new here. And if you've seen those movies, you know what to expect, and you've seen a lot better than this.
Okay. Well, all right. Maybe I'll pass on those unless I'm really
zombied
out. So the Critics Association, and you're a big deal with that group, they had their award show over the weekend. How did it stack up to the Oscar nominees yesterday?
Well, now, what's interesting here is we are generally a very accurate predictor of the final Oscars when they come out. Mm-hmm. And looking at the way their nominations went compared to our winners, I think that's going to happen again. Though it's a little harder to predict this year because we kind of spread the wealth all over the place. Best Picture went to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino movie. But the Best Director was a tie between Bong Joon-ho for Parasite and Sam Mendes for 1917. And 1917, you know, just came out last week. I'm not as big a fan of it as a lot of people are, but audiences are really liking it a lot, and I have a feeling it is going to be the dark horse that's coming in at the end here. All year I've been saying that it was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's award to lose, and it just might to 1917 because it's kind of a classic war movie that people like. Best Actor went to Joaquin Phoenix for The Joker. Again, a lot of people really like that movie. It's very, very profitable, too. I didn't care for it, but that's me.
Right.
Best Actress went to Renee Zellweger, and I have a feeling she's also going to win the Academy Award for portraying Judy Garland. Again, a movie that's done well with both audiences and critics, and I think she's got a real good chance to win it. Brad Pitt got Best Supporting Actor, and Laura Dern got Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story. Again, both of those seem like very safe choices, and they are probably going to be repeated at the Academy Awards.
Interesting.
Simply because that seems to be most of the voting members of the Academy are actors, and so you can kind of track the acting nominations with what's going to actually
win. Who's popular with them, right?
Yeah, and I think they're popular with their peers, and so I think they've got a real good chance.
I know you got to go, but do you all have a big fancy event with this, or is it just kind of cocktails at the Holiday Inn?
Oh no, we had a show.
Did you?
And there were all kinds. One of these years, I'm going to go. It's out in Hollywood. And so I've never. I'm invited every year, but I can't afford to go.
Is it an expensive ticket or a tough ticket to get?
No, it's just a matter of taking the time and flying out there.
I'll go with you.
And
that'd be fun. I'd be the stick in the mud, but I it might be fun to do.
Yeah, and you get to hang out with the stars and rub shoulders with them a little bit, and like the Golden Globes, we serve champagne.
Okay. Well, Alonzo will join then if you're serving champagne. All right. Well, you know what? Next year, let me know a couple of months in advance. I'd like to do that. We do the show from L.A. That'd be kind of cool.
Hey, that would be cool.
They're not going to let me do the Academy Awards, but maybe I could do that. And then you come with me in September to England. I'm taking this big trip to England with a whole bunch of people who listen to the show. Yeah, that's on the website. Go sign up and come with me in September, and the next year I'll go with you to L.A. Hey, thanks, Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.